Doing sums for the teacher. Instructive stories from teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Once a landlord appointed a tutor for his son on a monthly salary of 15 rupees plus a monthly stipend of another 15 for his food and clothing, as the pupil was very weak in mathematics. "My son is very weak in maths, so I appoint you as tutor. I will give you lots of sums. You do by yourself. Please, sir, you do the sums for me. If I do the sums, you will never learn the methods. Rather, I will demonstrate the basic method for solving sums. Or at least I can assist you when you get confused. But you will have to do the sums for your own practice. I am least interested in learning maths, but I have to engage myself in practicing maths under the pressure from my parents. I wish I could play." He told his friends, "For me, my father has engaged a worthless tutor for a monthly salary of 15 rupees plus an additional 15 rupees for his food and his clothing. In all, 30 rupees a month. And look, I am still doing so many sums for him every day. Really, I can't tolerate this anymore. This strains me. Why should one pay him any salary when, in fact, I myself have to do all the sums?" Purport. Many of us maintain a similar concept that we renounce our family life, we sacrifice a lot in the service of our spiritual master. Some of us collect donations and do a lot of multifarious direct and indirect service for the satisfaction of our spiritual master. But what do we gain? Here, we forget that we do such sums for our own benefit alone. And by such services, we ourselves are uplifted, not the spiritual master. The spiritual master knows the sums very well, and it is only for our own well-being that he is getting the sums done by us. The spiritual master is engaging us in different services for our own satisfaction and welfare in the path of devotion. Those who are averse to their own benefit only consider such services to be meant for the welfare of the spiritual master, for the temple complex, for the Vaishnavas, for the Lord, and thus foolishly take little interest in them.